Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Annie Feit. This week on AK, transformation through fire. Museums are usually a place for appreciating art that will be around for centuries. But earlier this month, the Anchorage Museum hosted a ceremony to burn 10 beautiful Alaska Native masks. The artists who created the masks for an exhibit called Aggravated Organisms wanted to inspire community conversations about illness and healing. Alaska Public Media's Lori Townsend was there.
Following Drew Michael around is like trying to keep up with a hummingbird. Michael is the Yupik artist who carved the 10 giant masks that represent diseases like cancer, HIV, and fetal alcohol syndrome. They're on display for the last time at Out North in Anchorage, where Michael alternates between being gracious host, smiling and hugging people who come in to sign and photograph the masks, and urgently sewing the harnesses that will be needed to allow dancers to carry the heavy masks before they burn.
How many more do you have to go?
I have no idea, because I'm doing steps at a time, so none of them are done yet. Am I going to be really tired tomorrow? Yeah, but it's okay.
He pauses for a few quiet minutes to reflect on what he hopes to accomplish the next day when he burns his creations.
But in the end, I don't really care about the pieces going away, because it's really about the time for people to connect to their own emotions and then release those.
And 20 hours later, it's Saturday evening at a new venue, the Anchorage Museum. Aleutic artist Elizabeth Ellis is standing next to the masks that she painted after Drew Michael carved them. She says they worked well together, and she's proud of the masks. Her daughter is celebrating her half-birthday, full of six-month-old charm and wiggly smiles. As a mom of two young children, Ellis says painting the fetal alcohol syndrome mask was especially emotional for her.
It was hard to do. It was hard to translate onto a mask and how one would actually see that. Especially as a mother, you know, I was being pregnant, and I've known multiple people that have gone through that situation.
Bumyua, the native musicians known for their tribal funk sound, keep the energy positive as volunteers don the recently sewn harnesses to dance the masks. Then Drew Michael announces it's time to go outside.
Okay, so the plan of events before everybody runs out, what we're gonna do is, so one person told me once, masks are worn by one person, but this project is carried by the whole community. So what we wanna do is kind of treat it like a funeral procession, and what we'd like people to do is go over to the masks and we can carry them.
One by one, people lift the masks to carry them out. Like a somber parade, we move onto the lawn of the museum and watch as the masks come to life through dance. Two huge fire pits are behind us to the west. Michael and Ellis work together in this final artistic expression as they take the first mask and heave it into the flames.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Woo!
The heat is nearly unbearable, and it's difficult to tell if the tears on faces of those watching are from release of pain or smoke or both. One man crying and staring intently at the cancer mask as it is consumed by the flames politely declines to comment. But Cameron Willingham, firelight reflected on his smiling face, is delighted by being able to experience this art.
And I'll steal a quote from a friend of mine. We were talking about, you know, museum archives and library archives being like purgatory for art. It just goes there and it's in this gray, empty space, will never be touched again. You know, send it off, give it a second life.
Barbara Mayer lives in Anchorage and works in the medical field. She appreciates how the masks highlight illness and the hope for healing for Alaskans.
And we all have suffered from disease, and what a representation of the masks and the people, young and old. And it's just an awesome experience, and I'm honored to be here to get to witness the burning of saying goodbye to these spirits that we don't need, putting an end to what brings us ill health.
After all the masks are in the fire, Ellis and Michael stand close together, buoyant.
Happy, relieved, light.
I'm really happy that people have come up and said that this opened up something inside of them that has been locked in there for a long time. And I'm glad that I could work with you, Liz, and that we could do this together.
As the heat subsides, the charred masks flicker with their dying energy. In the twilight, people slowly start to move off as smoke and sorrow float away. For AK, I'm Lori Townsend.